skirts in the dining hall.
Oh.
Unless it was 10 degrees. 10 degrees.
And skirts to all your classes, unless it was 10 degrees. And mm-hmm. Charles Gate was a mile walk.
Did they have to be like a certain length as well?
No. No. We were nurses. Our uniforms had to be a certain length.
Mm, okay.
But our regular skirts didn't.
And then in 2 years, everything turned upside down.
Yeah.
You could walk along VU Beach and they'd hand you LSD pills.
Oh, my God.
They didn't call it the beach when I was here. It was a lawn.
It's a beach now.
Yeah, and I remember coming down Bay State Road one day, this big ruckus going on, and Alcoa had come to do some interviews for students for jobs, mm-hmm. and they were arrested.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
At the group of students, because they contributed to the Vietnam War, mm-hmm. whatever. I think they were the ones that were put in Marsh Chapel.
Okay, so it wasn't like people avoiding the draft sleeping there, it was...
Well, I think that was some of those.
They were protesting the Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
It wasn't just avoiding the draft, it was protesting
I'm sure some of them probably were, but
they kept them
anybody.
The chapel was actually, they urinated in there. And
ooh, yeah. It's pretty nasty.
It's a couple of
yep, it's a couple
but
of
But the bees were right. It was kind of a tumultuous time.
It was. They sort of glided over that this morning at the brunch, but...
It turned upside down from like being
very conservative
to.
Yeah, I remember telling my sister, I remember marching in the streets and the shouts when the day in March 68 when LBJ announced he wasn't running again. They were celebrating in Bay State Road.
There was. So, for context, I'm interviewing because I'm doing a class on the 60s right now, and because you all graduated then, we're just getting like some oral history so I can type up a little bit later.
Okay.
So if you guys are comfortable, I'm recording this. I can stop if you're not.
Sure.
But yeah.
No, the other
from the 60s.
And it was like totally 180, but the other time that they were marching up and down BU with sheets that had painted stuff on was 67.
Oh, yes.
Red Sox were in the World Series over at Fenway.
That's a different situation.
Yeah.
Well, they lost in the 70s.
They did. I remember them overturning a car in Kenmore Square.
Oh, God.
Because I got up to see Kenny Carr, who'd just been born, and Bill dropped me on Kenmore Square. They overturned a car. But kids from St. Louis would have sheets hung out their doors.
It's the Cardinals. Cardinals.
But I think society, I keep telling my kids that society changed more than it has now, even with the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Way more. It was just like from ultra conservative to anything goes.
And how did that affect you personally?
It was exciting.
It was.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. It was very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was it was fun.
It was fun.
There's always something going on.
Always something.
I graduated in 64. I can remember walking down Bay State Road when they announced that JFK had died.
We got to
the class and they canceled the class.
Yeah.
Did they only cancel one day or was it?
They canceled graduation year 1 year.
1970, there was no college graduation.
Really?
They were afraid. So I graduated in 69, but a friend of mine graduated in 70, and she had no graduation.
Oh my. Why was that?
Because it was just anything could start a riot or it was just the tinderbox. It was the Vietnam War.
My
roommate's boyfriend was in ROTC, and if he ever appeared in his uniform.
We just passed the building, and I'm like, if they were on campus in the 60s, they were low profile.
Oh, very low profile. He couldn't. They had a ball they were going to, and he had to kind of even cover up what he was carrying. And
that's crazy.
So I think people did things just because there was so much craziness going on. You felt free to do crazy things too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Sounds like now.
it was worse than that.
Yeah, it was more.
Because anything went. Now you actually it's the opposite now. Because you have to be careful what you say and what you don't say and the pronouns you use. Back then, anything went.
Forget going back to the Victorian days, make sure that dress covers enough of you, sweetheart.
She was saying when she was here in 64, we were trying to think of the dean of woman.
Dean Melville.
That's right. You couldn't wear slacks, you couldn't wear jeans, it had to be below 10 degrees before you could wear pants.
So was that a like a rule specific to that dean, or did it change with dean?
It was all women. Oh, she was there for like 90 years.
Okay.
I think it was Simmons, and the Simmons had the same rules.
Oh, wow.
It was just the way society was.
Yeah. When I moved onto campus in 68, because I commuted 2 years, and when I moved on, everybody just ignored it. It's not a rule. Everybody ignores it.
That's how it was at my high school. Like, we had a rule against crop tops. Nobody followed it. Absolutely no one.
Well, we followed it, because if you didn't, you'd be grounded and you not allowed out of the door.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I didn't eat in those dining halls. They told me if you didn't have a skirt on, you were just sent out.
Well, that's true. If you were improperly dressed. And Sunday dinner, even though you were in the dorm, you had to have on a skirt.
Oh, my God.
Preferably a dress. But a skirt would survive.
And if you had a man into the dorm, you had to stay on the first floor, and they had to be out by a certain time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, we had the courting rooms, or whatever they called them. The parlors. Yeah. Remember the parlors? And if a fella came to pick you up, that he would be in a parlor, and you would go there to meet him.
You have to receive him there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And even your father, if he were to come to the dorm, he couldn't go up unless it was moving day.
Yeah, nobody can go up now if they don't have an ID, unless somebody signs them in.
No.
So
there's a co-ed, and the dorms are co-ed. Right?
Yes, we have I think 10, it's mostly girls on our floor, but we have like 10 boys, I think. Mm-hmm. And then the third floor is mostly boys, but there's like 10 girls. It's like they didn't quite sort it right. I don't know why. But yeah.
Yeah.
And where do you live?
I live on 91 Bay State, like just down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick out the one I lived in. I lived in one of the little brownstones.
Oh, I want to do that next year.
16 girls.
Yeah, I really want
to do that.
Yeah.
And house parents that were Mormons, so if you think
house parents? I don't think we have house parents anymore.
An apartment in the basement.
Okay.
Oh, we always had a house mother.
We had the house mother.
Oh, yeah.
I guess she was the house mother. He was going to
Because I lived in 191 Bay State Road, which was the Harriet Richards Cooperative House, and our house mother there was, I think her parents, her great-great-parents, the parents came over in the Mayflower. She was a WASP New Englander.
Oh, nice.
And you could not use garlic. She could not. So we have spaghetti dinner without garlic.
That's just tasteless nonsense.
You couldn't use garlic because it was the... It was the spice of the immigrants. So
the Italians. She wouldn't like me at all. Oh, no.
She's a very prim and proper lady, so let me describe her.
Yeah. Yeah, we just have the guard downstairs now.
So she took off her retirement.
Our guards were
95
years old.
Sure.
That doesn't sound quite like it would imbue a lot of safety.
Well, he didn't have to do anything except go like that, and the boys left. You know?
Well, yeah. Now our guard like has these like long conversations with people who like try to sneak up. No, don't do that. But yeah.
And if you got on good with the guard, then you could sneak in after curfew.
Nice.
When I
was there, you signed in and out. You know, you were supposed to be in by whatever the curfew was.
We don't sign in or out, but you can't. If you sign somebody in for the day, they have to leave by 2 a.m.
Let's see. Quiet hours started at 7?
7?
Or 8? Yep.
Wow.
You needed to study.
My dorm was not quiet, so I always went to the library.
I spent many hours in the library. Was very different.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know when our quiet hours start. I don't think anybody listens to that.
Yeah. It did teach you, though, to do whatever you needed to do some way to get it done. You know?
Yeah.
Now, I was here about 5 years ago for my 50th. Mm-hmm. And I went to they took us up to the dormitories that are off where the field used to be.
Rich and Sleeper.
Beautiful view.
I bet they would.
And they were built when we were here, I think.
Were they?
Yes, I was here when I was here.
Yeah, the ones that are around the football field.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They've got cockroaches. Yeah. They're fun.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I stayed there during orientation. Ooh. Hey.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
My name's Martin.
Linda.
Nice to meet you. I'm in a class with her as well.
Yeah, that's how we know each other.
We we won't make the guard turn you away.
Thank you. Thank you.
We talked about this, and apparently, like, it was strictly segregated floors. And, like,
oh, really?
Was, yeah, the whole dorm.
The dorm was small.
The whole dorm was only girls.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but that, by 68 people, and 69, you could have guys staying overnight. There was no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
But no, you didn't have to sign them in, sign them out. It was a time you could just do whatever you wanted to do.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah. It's gotten to a strict point now.
Yeah.
I was telling my sister, one of the girls that lived across the hall from me, she came from Long Island or something, and she had all these, this whole closet full of beautiful clothes.
Oh, my God.
Just perfect clothes.
Yeah.
Wow. She took them home at the end of the year with the price tag still on. She had more than even once.
Well, the other thing, you could just smell incense everywhere you went, because everybody was smoking pot. Oh, and they were just anywhere you went was just...
Yeah.
Now we have dab pens.
Yeah. Now you still get the smoking, but now you get the nice smells with it too.
Yeah.
The vapes.
And you don't set off the fire alarm.
Right.
There was so much pot in the air.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
There's still a lot of that around.
Yeah.
It's come back.
Yeah, it's probably never left.
Yeah, probably.
No, I would assume.
Definitely not.
LSD was the big thing back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they would just hand it out down there?
Betty, my roommate and I were, they handed us two tablets, and she was a chemistry major, so she took it, and she said, that was LSD they gave us.
Oh.
As you were walking down.
Yeah.
What, they didn't make you pay?
No, just handed it to you.
That's a very bad business.
Yeah. But I don't know how to describe it. It was like everything was free back then.
Oh, huh? Right. That was
it was free. The pot was free. I don't know how to describe it.
That's
free
really
love.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was wild.
Handing out condoms on the street corner.
That's still a thing here. There's,
okay, well,
there's like bowls.
Okay, so when we started, birth control is illegal in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
So that was 65. Okay. But Bill Baird came. And
Bill Baird was
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think. The name sure rings a bell.
He was an activist. But anyway, what auditorium would it have been? But he spoke at one of the auditoriums and just started throwing condoms to all the students.
Oh. Wow. Was he arrested?
I don't think throwing them out would have been.
Maybe he was arrested, but this was quite. This was like the start of things before things got.
Right.
Yeah.
And a top-notch date was a date to the Boston Pops.
Ah.
And the ice hockey games.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
Those were top dates.
Do they still have mixers?
Not that I know of.
Think so. I mean, they send out emails, and sometimes I don't read them. So,
not that I know of, like precisely, like
because they used to have on post that a student has an MIT would have a mixer or.
That's right. There was a lot of back and forth.
Yeah,
MIT students.
Well, yeah,
we do have a little bit of that.
The
yeah.
MIT frats now, they just mostly have parties all the time.
Yeah.
And then, like, the police shut them down, like, every few hours. And then they come back. And
yeah, there's one up in Bay State Road, like, 2 houses down from 191.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, I live in, we live in 91, so there's, like, a bunch right there nearby.
Right,
yeah, and sometimes you'll...
Do you still have fraternities?
We do. They're more in Alston now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're in where?
In Alston, by in West.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're kind of a trip.
A little bit further.
Yeah. And it's funny, though, because the frat's right next to where we live. Like, sometimes, because our windows face onto the front street, you just see, like, blue lights. And you're like, man, I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah. And you hear the police coming.
They have their fraternities over here, but their campus is back there.
That's because these are the sketchy MIT frats. Because
they got kicked off
their
own campus.
So there's normal ones at their own campus. This is where the bad ones are.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they were just like, well, it's not MIT, so people won't call the MIT police. And then they still call the MIT police because we're not stupid. So, yeah. It's funny, though.
Yeah, I think, in a way, things are much stricter now.
I think they're getting really strict. I find it amazing.
You can't be careful what you say to somebody and what you don't say.
Yeah.
It's tricky, yeah.
Back then, I mean, anybody did anything.
That was that.
And if something happened, you said chill.
Run
away.
I think we're getting back to that a little bit. It just depends on what sort of person you are.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think there are a lot of people where it's very tricky, but I think we're getting back to a point where we're trying to say, let's calm down a little here. Let's chill.
Like yeah. There's like this this thing on Twitter like calling people toxic, which is where like if you have a friend who's like constantly rude to you or like nitpicks everything you say, like they're toxic. Yeah. And so there's like this thing where you're like, clear out your toxic friends, like never talk to them again. And I think that's something that's going in that direction. Yeah.
We had a hard time getting through with the telephone.
Oh, yeah. I think we had one telephone for 16 girls. Nobody had cell phones.
We had one for 24, so you'd have to stand in line to
wait. That's right.
Wow. So how long would you wait?
Oh, you'd wait half the night. On Sunday night, if you came back, you could wait half the night. And then when you called, yeah, like, we're from Maine. There was party lines, or the trunk lines were full, or I don't know, some crazy.
You could have to call you after midnight.
Yeah.
Now my parents can't complain when I only call them, like, once every 2 days.
Calm down. I know, I'm like, I'm busy.
I would have thought there was something wrong if I contacted them that often.
My dad's like, how are you? Is everything okay? I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. No, mine would have.
Yeah, they would have thought something was
wrong. They would have thought something was wrong.
Yeah.
Because you only called if something was wrong. That actually is expensive.
Or a birthday.
Yeah, their long distance calls were expensive.
Right. And the timer, you set the timer.
Yeah.
So there was a basic charge for 3 minutes.
And after the three.
For like $5, you got a dark key for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was expensive.
Yeah, definitely.
What is Ritz watch?
What?
Oh, this is.
105.
So I'm wondering more about, like, the protests that you guys saw. What were those like?
Well, I was thinking of that. I mean, there was a lot of protests. But the one I remember was in, I think, early 69. Mm-hmm. And it was because Martin Luther King had been killed in April of 68. And the school was really the administration. The African-American students sat in at the president's office.
Oh, wow.
And they just... they were there a day or two.
Right.
I mean, they were there at least like 48 hours.
That was here.
That was here.
The
presence of
Right. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Oh.
It was in this building.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they finally negotiated something and the students left. And one of the vice presidents said that his office was cleaner than the main pump.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, they straightened everything up before they left from their sit-in.
Wow.
I think Martin Luther King must have been killed on a Sunday because I was taking a bus back home. They announced that he had died.
Yeah.
Wow.
April 68.
It must have been especially bad here because he was an alumni.
Well, what they finally did, I think they might have done a scholarship. They put this statue up in the plaza in front of Marsh Chapel, and it was the ugliest statue of a person. It was very modern. I thought I looked today, and I don't think it's there anymore.
There's one that's like a bunch of birds.
Oh, maybe that's...
And that's like supposed to represent freedom or something.
Yeah.
I'll look for it.
That might be it.
Yeah.
But people were unhappy. You know, when they finally did something, people were unhappy.
Right.
Yeah. It also emits like a constant humming sound. And I realized why. It's because there's an electrical outlet right under it so that they can like plug things in and like clean the snow off around the statue. So it just hums. Yeah.
Well, now you should create a legend about that. The humming statue and how
it's the ghost.
You know, it's his spirit returning.
Yes.
There we go.
He's very happy next to Marsh Chapel inhabiting those iron birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do student tours over the summer.
Did they get trouble? Perfect. Just tell everyone.
Yeah.
Legend has it.
Evan's trying to, do you know Evan? He's trying to start a thing with the new, like, Rhett statue where you rub behind its left ear
for
good luck.
Yeah,
you have? He's been successful?
Don't know if I heard it from him. I heard someone. I think it was my orientation group leader who said that as a joke. I don't know if he said the ear, but he said something about rubbing the head.
Yeah, because...
yours is I don't know who you're talking about.
My friend, he's also a freshman, and he's trying to start a legend with, like, a new statue.
Because there's a new statue, if you haven't seen, of Rhett the Terrier, out behind by View Beach over here.
Yeah, he's, like, sitting on a bench with, like, his arm out, so you can sit next to him and take a photo. It's kind of
You can take a picture with Rhett the Terrier. All
right. Who is it supposed to be?
Just the mascot.
Oh.
Yeah. But, like, weirdly life-sized.
Yeah. You can sit next to him. Have a chat.
Yeah. Talk to yourself.
But just don't expect answers.
Right.
Yeah. If, you know what? If you do get answers, maybe you've taken the beach LSD.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, It still amuses me to hear him talking about a BU beach.
Yeah.
It used to be a lawn. That was the lawn. That was it.
I had two kids that went here, so maybe that's why.
Oh. Maybe. When did they graduate?
Long time ago. What year? I don't know.
Eric told?
Eric is 35.
So it had to be 12 years ago? 13 years ago?
Yeah. Well, they rebranded.
Yeah, definitely.
Which school did he go to?
Sergeant.
Sergeant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm parked by something used to be Sergeant. Now it's called BU Academy. I don't know where Sergeant went.
Oh, yeah, that's like a little high school now.
Sergeant went down the street.
That's right. Yeah, it's BU, it's a high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guess that happened when he was here.
Oh, did it?
Okay.
That's why I'm thinking it moved. It was there.
Anyway, shall we motor on? We haven't even looked at the first floor yet.
Yeah, go be free.
Well, they said the first floor is closed. They're setting up for something.
Oh, I think they're having food.
My granddaughter was a freshman at Drexel in Philadelphia.
Oh, I have a friend who almost went there. Like, she was picking between two schools, and she was so close to going there.
Great. They've started classes
there. Oh, really?
Because they were on a...
Quarter system.
Yeah,
all friends too.
Bare, like none of the schools, public schools in California have started yet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My friends. My friends are like.
We're both from California. I'm from Southern California.
And I'm from Northern. Yeah.
Down by LA.
Yeah, Orange County.
I'm from like Modesto, which is in the Central Valley.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you know where that is?
No, I've been through it. You drive through it to go to Yosemite. Right?
Yes. We used to go to Yosemite every Mother's Day with my mom.
Interesting. Yeah.
Wait, my mom used to go to summer camp in Jackson. Yeah, and her grandparents had a cabin there, and she would stay there. Yeah, that's like one of her favorite places.
Oh.
Yeah. Northern California's fun. It's better.
It's very nice.
It's better.
Best of luck.
Best of luck.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all much.
Have fun.
You will stand here.
We will be. We'll be the ones being interviewed.
We'll be interviewed.
Fine.
That's really what you were waiting for with graduation. Not anything else. Just this
interview.
You know what should be? I'd love to hear this building's talk. Can you imagine what they could tell us from like the late 1800s?
Oh yeah.
Come on.
Hi. These are also our classmates.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi. We're genuine alumni.
This is my first time on the guest.
That's fine. I need to leave at like 1:30.
I got
used to be the rep team.
It's 1:14.
Oh, you got to be Oh, not me.
I was a dorm officer. I got to come to tea with the dean.
Oh, not me.
So fancy.
It was. You put on your best shoes and your white gloves and your hat.
These are definitely not my best shoes. I'm sorry.
No.
But even to go downtown back then, remember you used to have to dress up.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't just go shopping like.
That's interesting.
So
when you went on an airplane?
Oh, yeah, you dressed up.
Oh, dressed up.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one before.
So you can't be my roommate who wore sweatpants to go to McDonald's yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Me and my roommates?
No, there were no McDonald's.
There were no
sweatpants. There was one here. There was no such thing as sweatpants.
They're the best thing.
They're very nice.
You weren't allowed to wear pants.
Right.
Girls weren't allowed to wear pants.
What about, would they police pajama pants, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
jeans
word.
Even when people wore pants.
Oh, my word.
His jeans were,
jeans were
performers or something.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I do come from the middle of nowhere, so maybe I could get away with jeans. I don't know.
Some things we don't miss, those rules.
Yeah.
You used to have to wear hats and gloves. If you dressed up, you had a hat and gloves on.
So did that kind of go away when it started with the whole, like,
the 60s.
Counter movement?
The 60s that all just...
Right.
Yeah, not just...
And then, what's that stuff came in that... double knit came in.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember double... I probably didn't know. Bell bottoms and double knits came in.
I knew about bell bottoms.
I don't know. I haven't heard double knit.
Double knit, it's just... It's a
polyester.
But you never had to iron it.
You never had to iron it.
That's lovely.
So back then, you had to iron everything.
Right.
That makes laundry twice as long.
Yeah.
Hardly, because they're used to it. Every time you catch it or something.
Yeah.
You were just the epitome
of grace. You were
lucky.
Well, now, see, we didn't have dryers in my dorm because we had a boiler room. So there were clotheslines in the boiler room.
You just hung it all right there.
You just hung it all over there. By the time you got the first ones, the last ones hung up, your first ones were practically dry. Right.
Well, that's great.
Perfect.
That was great. But we didn't have
that in the dryer.
Saved us a quarter of a loan.
It was just a quarter.
Ours is like $2.
Just to wash, and then you have to dry.
$175 to dry.
Yeah, and then if you're gonna do your sheets and everything,
Then you need another.
Oh,
and towels.
That's expensive.
It's really expensive. I'm like, these dryers have paid for themselves. Stop.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
thank you so much for all your time.
We're headed up the other Boston Crawl to the other end of Carmel.
I know.
I have his son is up there in school.
Oh,
nice.
That was funny. The president was downplaying that other, or the speaker this morning was downplaying that other college. Commonwealth Avenue.
That's fun.
Nice talking to you.
Nice.
It was nice talking to you.
Great
guys.
To meet
you
guys.
So
thank you. Well,
me too.
Nice to meet you guys. I doubt you have as much as I do. Well, maybe I hope
you
don't.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No. Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you guys very much.
This was great.
It was lovely talking to you guys.
Bye-bye.